KNC Morning News Express. 812 at WFMD. Rise and shine up and at them. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. In the studio, three lovely ladies who are brave in the cold from our friends at the Frederick Women's Civic Club. In the studio, we've got, let's see, Rosemary, Pat, and Kay, there we go. And welcome. First of all, you're going to need to bring that microphone a little bit closer to you. There you go. And speak up, because it sounds like you're the soft-spoken one of the group. Am I right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. So everybody's, and when you guys talk, you have to lean into the microphone, okay? All right. So it's about that time for Mardi Gras, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You are soft-spoken. Don't be so soft-spoken. Okay. I mean, when they first walked in, they said, "We're glad you're not topless, Bob." Kind of referring to our comments from last hour. So tell us a little bit about the Frederick Women's Civics Club, first of all.
Okay, first of all, we are an organization that will be celebrating our 107th anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
This club was started in 1911 by 18 ladies who wanted to clean up Frederick. And
you're still working on that.
We are. But they also were part of start instituting kindergarten and daycare, helped start the first library in Frederick. That was just the first 50 years. The second 50 years has been dedicated to preserving Steiner House. They purchased Steiner House in 19. But they also were part of start instituting kindergarten and daycare, helped start the first library in Frederick. That was just the first 50 years. The second 50 years has been dedicated to preserving Steiner House. They purchased Steiner House in 1962. And through the efforts of preserving, that is how we came about with Mardi Gras, to help fund and preserve. And actually, the beginning was to pay off the mortgage, which they did in 3 years.
Wow.
And from that point on, they had a little extra money, so they started more scholarship funding and nonprofit funding, helping nonprofits.
So tell me a little bit about Mardi Gras. What is it?
You want to go ahead?
Well, Mardi Gras is an annual event that we present, and it's open to the public. We'd love for anyone who would like a ticket to get in touch with us. It's a celebration of the kings. The president chooses three kings, three men in the community who have done outstanding things for our community, and we honor them as our three kings. And we have princesses, and the princesses are presented at Mardi Gras. They're all dressed in their finest gowns. And
this is kind of a big. This is not like you come in my a red shirt and blue jeans. This is a dressy up occasion, right?
It is very formal.
Okay.
And the princesses are presented, and their bios are read. They're all wonderful girls who have great ambition and have done things to contribute to the community as well.
Okay.
Could I tell you who our kings are?
Sure, if you'd like to.
Okay.
Am I going to be able to stop you? I don't think I can.
Well,
you outnumber me.
Dr. Julio Menocal is Rex, King of Mardi Gras this year. Clarence Chip Jewell is King Proteus.
Well, he's got nothing to do. He retired.
Oh, well, he did retire, but he has brought a lot to this community. And Gordy Wilson, Jordy Wilson is King Comus. And he's our youngest king, and he is in charge of the Frederick News Post right now.
Yes, he is.
He's doing a lot for the community as well. So we chose three kings that are out there and helping the community in different capacities.
So when is the event? Let's get down to the who, what, when, where, and why. I mean, we already know the who. We know why, but the what, the when, and the where.
Sure. The Frederick Women's Civic Club 57th Annual Mardi Gras will be held on Saturday, February 10th.
Being a little closer
from 6 o'clock until 11 o'clock. And the address is 5400 Holiday Drive in Frederick, and the proceeds will benefit the James M. Stockman Cancer Institute, local scholarships, nonprofits, and historic preservation. And we are very pleased that Miss Julie Gaver will be our MC for the evening. So we will have doors open at 6 o'clock with a silent auction, with hors d'oeuvres from 6 to 7. We will have the royal court presented, which will be the kings, the princesses, and the queen at 7 o'clock. And then we will have a food tasting from 8 o'clock until 9:30. And we will have also music and dancing by the popular DJ Unique Dreams from 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock. And Jazz Connections will provide music in the courtyard from 8 o'clock until 9:30.
Sounds like you got it all planned out.
We do.
Now, what day is this again?
It is Saturday, February 10th.
Okay, so it can still be a little chilly.
It could be a little chilly,
okay.
But we are very excited about this semi-formal event that we hold every year.
All right, let's talk about how much are we talking about here to go.
It is $75 per person, advance tickets. And for additional information, they can visit our website at www.fwccinc.org. They can contact area code 301-663-5875.
Whose number is that?
That is the main number for tickets.
All right. Somebody's sitting there going, I'm just eating my breakfast, and what did you do to me?
They can also go on Eventbrite Frederick Events / 57th Annual Mardi Gras.
Very good. Sounds like fun. And is there a website again? Tell me that website again.
It is www.fwccinc.org.
Sounds good.
They can go on that website and see current pictures of our kings and princess tees and even past events. So have them check out the website.
Sounds good. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. It's the Morning News Express 819 at WFMD.